This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
All right, Tuesday today instead of Monday where we normally have it, but public holiday yesterday. Okay, the times, they are a-changing, as Bob Dylan said.
That's the one. The world has been slowly drifting towards procuring its energy from renewable sources.
Yeah.
In the last few months, there's been some critical decisions made around the world that show the world is slowly bending towards the inevitable, Darren. Think of the world and its love of burning stuff found in the ground as a giant ship in the ocean steaming full steam ahead when the decision to change direction is made and the order is given to spin the wheel, hard the port, for example. It takes forever for the actual ship to even noticeably change direction.
Mm.
Where are we at with it today? Well, across the globe, the order has been given to spin the wheel. In some parts of the world, the wheel has been spun, but with no real noticeable perception in the ship changing course. But it's happening. So what has happened around the world? The Dutch District Court in The Hague have ordered Shell to cut its carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. In response, Shell has agreed to more aggressively hasten its plans to meet its obligations.
Right.
So they're already heading that way, but they have decided to make it happen quicker.
One of the world's largest oil companies.
You're not wrong. Keystone XL pipeline, that was the one to pump oil from Canada to US, has now been officially scrapped.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a big one. Now, it's a good one. The United Kingdom, Sweden, India, Israel and Germany, among others, have announced plans to ban internal combustion engines by 2030.
Wow.
Japan and Denmark are set to have theirs gone by 2035. Canada, France, Spain, Sri Lanka and Taiwan are looking at getting it done by 2040. And good old Sleepy Joe in the US of A will be moving their huge pool of government vehicles away from fossil fuels by 2030.
Not too far away.
No. Vehicle manufacturers have picked up on what the world is putting down. Mini, the iconic car we all know from the movie The Italian Job, is going all electric on its production line, with its total lineup being electric by 2030. Like, imagine that. There wouldn't have been a car chase if I'd used electric. No one had heard them. Yeah. General Motors, the United States' largest vehicle manufacturer, is planning on transitioning to being carbon neutral by 2040, and this includes a huge swing to electric vehicles. Ford in Europe has announced its entire passenger vehicle range will, as well as two-thirds of its light commercial range, will be fully electric by 2030. Jaguar, Land Rover has swung over to more electric vehicles with six EVs added to the Land Rover range, bush bashing in your battery Land Rover.
Yeah.
And they're looking to be at zero emissions by 2036. Bentley, not a brand we sort of see much of here, but they're moving to EVs and hybrids.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they're cars that have traditionally huge motors.
Yes.
Huge gas guzzlers.
Big, powerful engines,
Right.
Volvo, and you mentioned this a little while ago, has announced it will have a 50% of its sales on electric vehicles by 2025 and be fully electric by 2030.
Well, I believe, and I'm talking about the commercial that's on TV at the moment with the Glacier.
Mm.
Yeah, right? Fantastic commercial.
Yeah.
I believe they've actually stopped production. Like, obviously, they've got vehicles that they've already made that are combustion that they're going to, of course, sell.
Yeah.
But as far as the production line goes, apparently they've already stopped.
Yes, and they're just retooling.
They're just making electric. Yeah.
Renault re-released a sports edition electric vehicle called the Alpine, and that's only going to be available as an electric. And more brands, Darren, are getting ready to wind back their internal combustion engine production. So it's all, you know, these are like the bigger names that are starting to get out there, and that one, the rest will be following their lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a lot of large corporate shifts of late, which indicate the public license to pollute without repercussions has been largely revoked. We've seen the shift to renewables and lowering emissions sometimes demonised and vilified, but that's largely spin to slow the inevitable and to protect investor interests. It's just human nature. Yeah. We've never had an energy problem, though, Darren. We've just had thousands of engineering problems to shift from one energy source to another. Mm. That's all it's ever been. Change is always a bit scary as we venture into the unfamiliar, but change is also a time of great opportunity, and this is pretty cool. So, you know, last 12 months or so, there's around $500 billion invested in clean renewable energy worldwide last year. A recent study has shown renewable energy investments in Germany and France yielded over 178% over a five-year period, while fossil fuel investments suffered a minus 20% return over the same five-year period.
Wow.
UK, over 5 years, 75.4% return versus 8.8% return on fossil fuels. United States, they had an over 200% return on investment. That was the renewables yield. And while 97.2% return on fossil fuels was achieved. Now, this is a country that rode to superpower status on the back of fossil fuels.
Yep.
And look, we talk about return on investment, but return on investment is code for jobs, strong economies, and money in your pocket. So as you said, Bob Dylan, the old song, the times are a change, and change is inevitable, it never stops. So just to finish off today, I thought I'd mention one little thing. I've not talked about Australia once today. and I'll leave it to the listeners out there to ponder on why that is and to imagine all the opportunities we're missing out on. So as they say, Darren, the desire to be an agent of change begins with the first step. Demas Energy can supply you a superior quality solar system that can charge batteries, charge electric vehicles, power your home and life with free energy from the sun. We can also heat your home, your water, light your house with our energy-efficient products. We've been supplying the northwest coast of Tasmania and beyond for 13 years, lowering power bills, making a difference one roof, home, business at a time.
DMS Energy, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, 1300 502 599, dmsenergy.net.au. Or if you have any questions, hit you up on the Facebook.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, some good stats there, mate. I didn't think it was quite so drastic at the moment, the change. And as you say, it's taken a long time, but it seems, particularly in the last month even,
yes,
a lot of big players have said, right, we can't avoid this anymore. Let's just do it.
Let's own it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things happening outside our little bubble we live in.
Yeah. Catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.